Well, we're playing four additional minutes of time at the end of the 90, Marty. It's 1-1 here in Mount Hall Park. Kerry FC getting an equaliser from the head of central defender Sam Aladanusi. Initially, there was a show for a penalty for Kerry FC. The referee didn't give it, but play continued. It came to Ethan Koss, but the central defender for Kerry, he took a shot from just outside the box. It was deflected off one of the Finn Harps defenders and went out for a corner. The corner was taken over on the right-hand side, just in front of the stand by Cian Brosnan, one of the Kerry substitutes, and he whipped the ball in and found the head of Sam Aladanusi, and that made it 1-1, cancelling out Ryan Flood's goal from early in the second half, and Ryan Flood is just taking a free for Finn Harps. It's just gone in. It's after finding the head of one of the Finn Harps players. They have a winner, and it looks like it's Dahi McCallion who's after getting his head on the end of it. We look like we have a stoppage time winner here for the visitors, Finn Harps, in the SSE Electricity League. A disappointment for Kerry, heartbreak for Kerry, because they fought so well to get back into this game and to maybe scrape a point out of it. But it looks like now that Finn Harps are going to take all 3 points back up north to Donegal this evening. There'll be very little time, I would say, for the kickoff. We're going to stay with it just for the moment. It was a lovely ball whipped in from Ryan Flood, who scored the first goal, a free kick just over on the right hand side, just under me here in the commentary position. He whipped the ball in and found the head of looked like Dahi McCallion, wearing the number 4 jersey. At least he was the one who seemed to be celebrating most at the end of it. The referee has gone over and given a yellow card to somebody in the dugout. We're just waiting for him to start things off again. Ryan Kelleher, the Kerry centre forward, is standing over the ball to kick it off, and he's going to kick it back to Matt Keane when the referee finally blows the whistle. But I wonder, will there be two blows of the whistle? No, he's going to allow play continue. There is one last chance, I'd say, for Kerry to try and get an equaliser here. Ethan Koss gives it up, but Finn Harps are clearing it. It comes down the wing with Watson putting Kerry under a bit of defence, with Matt Keane one more time kicking it up forward, and it's cleared quite easily and defended fairly easily by Wara, who's on a yellow card. Looks like there'll be another 30 or 40 seconds of additional time, if you're on the stick with me. Now, the referee has given a free to Finn Harps, whereas it looked like it might have been a free to Kerry. He pointed in the direction of Kerry. Oh, he did. He's actually changed his mind. It was he's given a yellow card as well to substitute Quevin Porter. Porter, who came in for Max Hutchinson just after the Kerry goal. And this probably a last throw of the dice for Kerry. Kevin Williams standing over. And in fact, Lee Axworthy, the Kerry goalkeeper, is coming up. It's just inside the Finn Harps half. And can Finn Harps hold on to their lead of 2-1? That goal, possibly the winner, coming in stoppage time. Lee Axworthy now, the Kerry goalkeeper, is just on the left-hand side of the field. He floats it in towards the box. A couple of players going up for it there. And it's cleared away by Wara. And there you go. That's the final whistle here. Jason Moore blows the final whistle. It is all 3 points for the visitors. Third time lucky. It was a 1-1 draw the first time they met here in Tralee. It was a 0-0 draw in Donegal. And I tell you, they deserve their win overall. They had the most chances over the 90 minutes. And it's Finn Harps who go home with all 3 points. Final score here in Tralee at Mount Hall Park. It is Kerry FC 1, Finn Harps 2.